Cedric Bader, of course, the season finale of American Housewives.
No, I love it.
Oh, it's great. Now, now you are part of the Three Timers Club on this show, and this is a lot of people know better than to come back. But you've this is your third appearance. you get free access to all the Morning Hog files. You can see our personal income data. You get a free lunch, which is redeemable anytime the next year in Daytona Beach and surrounding areas. So you get that. But we do have a special thing if you're willing. We have some questions from other guests that we didn't have time. Three questions that were meant to be for other guests. Would you mind indulging some of those? You know one of these people, actually. So
no, not at all.
Okay. So our first one was from Rick Springfield. We caught up with him before Valentine's Day, talked to Rick Springfield. The question I didn't get to ask him was, everybody knows Jesse's Girl was the big hit off the Working Class Dog album, but what was Rick's favorite song off of that Working Class Dog album? What do you think he would have said?
I don't know that album well enough to answer that question.
And this is probably what Rick would have said. He probably would have said, I've forgotten it.
I was just looking at your credits.
he probably would have said, I've forgotten it because it was too many years ago. All right, how about this one? We asked Jay Muse. We had Jay Muse on.
Yeah, too many years ago.
Okay, yeah, perfect. Jay Muse was on the show a few weeks ago, and we talked to him about a lot. Jay's great. And we wound him up, and he went. We did not get to ask him. He says he does a lot of Lego assembly on Twitch. He goes on Twitch and for hours and hours and assembles Lego sets. What is your favorite Lego set you've ever assembled, Jay?
Death Star.
Death Star. That's the correct answer. We would have accepted
Death Star, right away. Yeah. Now that I knew.
And for our local Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chitwood, who recently was a hit while bicycling, we had a question for him we didn't get to ask. What are you going to do with all these spring breakers? You got a plan for what all these spring breakers should be doing? What do you think he would have said?
Well, one thing I learned by getting hit on my bicycle is that everybody needs to wear a helmet. Yeah. So I would say that all these spring breakers need to put their helmets on.
That's right. In this COVID time, a helmet and a mask is all you need. Wow, Dedrick Bader, you just took the three questions as a three-timer on this show. Congratulations. Wow. I knew if anybody could pull it off, you would. All right, so now, the season wraps up. You've shot these episodes. What happens now? What are you going to do?
Well, now I just continue to do voiceovers from my wife's closet, which is a very surreal experience. I'm not going into studios like most actors, and I found the quietest room in the house is actually my wife's closet. I lay down a little carpet and make I'm on a show now where we do it as an ensemble over Zoom, and it's very surreal, believe me. But yeah, I'm going to continue to do voiceovers and wait and see, and hopefully American Housewife gets picked up.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, if we have big numbers tonight, then we're so blessed, we get to continue. No, I got to do a shout out to Katie Mixon because she's Florida girl, so
that's
she'd
right.
be excited that I'm in Florida right now.
That's
yeah,
right.
So we really love each other, and I just hope that we continue to work together.
Well, it's congratulations on the success. I mean, and again, in these crazy times, if anything makes sense, it's being able to sustain a good run on a show, and for over 100 episodes now, I feel like you got the investment in there. I'm saying renewal.
I do.
I'm voting for that too. Well,
I'm hoping. Yeah. I really am hoping. I really genuinely enjoy doing the show. I really love the cast members and the writers, obviously, and our crew. You know, we've been together a really long time, and the fact that we went through a pandemic together is something that will bond us forever.
Well, I'm glad that you're still working, but I'm really glad that you're able to still keep this train going. It's a great show, great season wrap up. I'm sure tonight for American Housewives, the season finale, not the series finale. Don't get those confused. All right, because we're rooting for more.
Finale?
Yeah, exactly.
It's gonna be the season finale.
All right,
let me tell you.
All right,
we have so many cliffhangers at the end of this episode. It's going to drive everybody crazy.
Well, I'm anxious to see it tonight, and then I hope that we can get you back for the Four Timers Club. And let me tell you, the perks for that thing are amazing. So hopefully we can get you back and talk about some summer plans. Your offer begins today. You got 1 year to cash in this free lunch on the Morning Hog. So get over to Daytona soon.
You know what? I would really love that. Genuinely would.
Yeah, there
Thanks.
You go. It's done. Thank you so much, Dedrick Bader. We love you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Batman.
I'm Batman. What are you doing?
Thanks, Batman.
No,
I mean,
you're Batman. I'm not Batman.
All right, thanks, guys.
Take care, man.